Get your taste buds ready for one of Ventura County's favorite events. Enjoy a day full of family fun, food, and live entertainment at the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival on Sunday, September 3rd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Camarillo Ranch, located at 201 Camarillo Ranch Road in Camarillo. They're proud to present some of the best chili cooks in the country. Bring the kids to this family-friendly event to romp in the bounce house, play games, and get crafty. Hope to see you there. For more information about the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, visit CamarilloChamber.org/Chili Cook-Off.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing the creative life of Old Town Camarillo and the communities within Ventura County, fostering connections between artists and visitors, and celebrating the cultural identity of our community. Ongoing programs including Artists in Residence Open Studios, Arts Education Classes, diverse Blackboard Gallery exhibitions, cultural events, festivals, poetry, comedy, and much more. Come visit Studio Channel Islands, located at 2222 East Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo, or call 805-383-1368. You may also visit StudioChannelIslands.org for more info about events or view collections or artists.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the second hour. We are here at 6 o'clock in the morning, starting your day in a positive way. I have Diana Anthony in the studio with me. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Doing fabulous.
Very good. Good. I always love having all my guests in the studio. It's so much fun. It's like a kind of party, like, you know, you get to party on air. So anyways, well, I do want to do a big shout out to some of my callers that have been calling in and my winners. And it's always fun to just kind of check in with them. And God, so thank you so much for being, you know, faithful listeners for so long. And I love that. I hope that we keep talking about good stuff here. And again, I want to make sure that all of my listeners call in, because that's what I know that we're doing a good job. We're touching people and we're making a difference. parents, and that's what this show is all about. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. There's lots of ways to catch up with us and follow us, and that, of course, is our through our social, and that's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, lots of places, you know, as well as if you don't listen to our show and you're ready to walk out and you don't have enough time, you can always follow us on our podcast. And that is on iTunes. All you have to do is download iTunes and go to The Kim Pagano Show. You can hear all of our back shows there. Also our website, and that is kimpaganoshow.com. And we just want to kind of shout out to all of our listeners out there. If there is a business that you have or an event that you're involved in, maybe you're chairing it this year and you want us to be a part of it, we want to hear from you. We want to be a part of everything that's happening out there and make a difference in this world. That's what my goal is. And so please call me at 419-0008 or email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. I want to start our show, we always do, with something uplifting. And let's stop believing that our differences make us superior or inferior to one another. So we all have a purpose. We're all here. I just did a couple podcasts in the last couple days, and you know, it's kind of about everybody's always waiting for the best time. Today is it. Today is wake up, start your day in a positive way. Diana, I know you don't wait. You're like a doer, right?
I don't wait.
Yeah. I mean, but so many people are waiting till they lose weight, till their house gets, you know, done, till they have enough money, till their kids get older, till their hair gets longer, it's like, you know, how do you just start living today your best life?
I actually have an opinion on that.
Please tell me, please.
Whenever you're concentrating on something or what your focus is on, that's what expands. So if you focus on the fact that you have no money, guess what?
You'll have
no money. If you focus on debt, guess what? You're going to get more debt. So if you focus on medical problems, whatever you focus on, it's going to
like
expand.
It's like a quiet prayer.
It's definitely a prayer.
Yeah.
You're asking for it. So if you can, and this is very difficult to do, to look at a situation and just say, do I want more of that?
Ooh, I like that.
And if you don't want more of that, then you have to change the behavior.
Right.
So if you're struggling with financial problems or struggling with your weight, the last thing you want to do is say to yourself, I'm never going to make this, I'm never going to do this, or, you know, why try? Or, you know, I have so much debt, I want to pay off my debt. Don't say you want to pay off your debt. Say you want to be, you know, you want more income. Mm. Focus on something more positive. Or I want to be, you know, if you're 150 and you want to be 130, I want to be 130. Don't focus on the negative part of it. Because
right.
That's the part that's going to expand. Or if you focus on, well, I didn't get anything to eat today. Okay, or I didn't get to have my chocolate, or I didn't, whatever it is.
Right.
Okay, focus on, I was able to eat this and I was on track.
And I have enough, right? I love that. I love that. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about that because I know you've done lots of positive stuff. So, I'm so excited for all of you to be here with me today. I welcome you to call in with any questions or anything that we can to help you here to share with your life and to take those action steps. And of course, Diana Anthony's here with me. Her company is Bolt Equities and Big Rich Realty. Also, we have Shannon Kaiser coming in, and her book is Self-Love Experiment. What a concept, right?
What a concept.
Right there, yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyways, and Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Yes, Kim, we have the Rubicon Theater presenting West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing September 13th through October 1st. Also, California Kettle Corn, high-quality kernels. You'll get them from Kim Pagano. The 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival is happening Sunday, September 3rd. That's at the Camarillo Ranch House. Kim has tickets for that, along with Rolling Pin Donuts. They're the best in Ventura County. You'll find them in Camarillo. The Los Angeles Zoo family tickets and passes for the LA Zoo. Lure Fish House, which is located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara. And finally, P. Pete's Breakfast, serving the best breakfast dishes in town using only the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce. And you can find them at 2055 East Main Street in Ventura.
There you go. And I'm going to add also to the Camarillo Skyway Playhouse. And, of course, they present the last 5 years. We were talking about this on our other show. Where was the last 5 years? Can you even think about that? Isn't that crazy?
I can think about it.
Yeah, but it's like a blur, right? I know. It was kind of a hard time, wasn't it, for a lot of us? I don't know. But anyways, we're not going to concentrate on that, are we? We're going to look for the brighter side. Anyways, I've got tickets to that. And, of course, they're located at 330 Skyway Drive in Camarillo. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And also, we've got a pair of LuLaRue leggings. And have you ever tried on LuLaRue? Oh, my God. Talk about comfy, comfy. So Debbie Margolis actually had donated some to our show, and so we'd love to share those with all of our listeners. So call in right now at 805, again, 419-0008. All right. I welcome Diana Anthony as our first guest. And, of course, she is a really great friend of mine. We've known each other for a long time.
Long time.
And you sold our house. And we, gosh, you know, we go back and you've continued to be my friend forever. That's kind of like your MO, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I know.
The good news is that I'm here. The bad news is I never go away.
There you go. I like it. Okay. Don't go away, please. So tell us a little bit, what's going on in the market? And is it, you know, it's interesting because one of my sons is looking for a house. It kind of fell out. But it seems like, is the market going down a tiny bit, or is the market
going down? Okay. And what I was going to tell you is that most of the time when people call me, it's because they have a problem with another realtor or something in a transaction, and they basically want me to fix it. So
And you're okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Realize that with purchases, the seller's been living there for a long time, and they don't know what they don't know. Okay, their agent may not know. Mm-hmm. So it's the buyer's responsibility to do due diligence, okay? However, if the buyer's agent is not experienced enough or is working outside of the city, the guidelines for Ventura County versus LA County are different. What's required in Ventura, the city of Ventura, and what's required in the city of Oxnard, city of Camarillo, Thousand Oaks, you know, Westlake, Newberry, Ojai, Carpentry, they all have different ordinances that are required, okay? And if the agent isn't familiar with them, that can present problems, okay? For instance, square footage, which was brought up to me recently, is that what's on the listing printout and what's on the tax records and what's on the appraisal, they could all three be different. So,
and which one is the valid one? The tax.
Tax records are usually the most valid. Uh-huh. And when I represent a buyer, I'll always order permits ahead of time, okay? Cost money. It cost me like $35, okay? But $35 to alleviate any concerns or any, like, for instance, if they've had an addition, how do you know that it's permitted? Don't take the seller's word for it because they don't remember.
Correct.
And the agents have no idea.
Right.
So you need to go to the source. And one of the sources is going to be getting a tax detail report. And on the tax detail report on the lower right-hand side is going to say if there's any permits. Or if it's a Arizona room, which means that it's not, you know, completely closed in or they're not actual walls, whatever it would be. But if you get a copy of the permits, it's going to tell you from inception, from when the house was built. A contractor, he knows what I'm talking about.
Right, yeah.
Whenever he puts something on a house, he has to get permits.
Correct.
And if the permits are signed off, then
they add it
to the tax detail report. And then that way they'll see.
Yeah, right?
It's about money.
Yeah.
Okay? Anything that deals with the county or the city, no offense to county members and city workers and stuff. I'm not saying anything bad about it.
No,
I'm just saying that it's a revenue source.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Right.
So whenever anything is added to a property, in order for that to be registered against property, there must be permits. And if there's permits, then the value of the property goes up because they've increased the square footage.
Correct.
Which is a good thing.
Right.
Okay. A lot of times, the sellers will go off with the appraised value is because most offers are written with contingencies, appraisal contingencies, loan contingency, inspection contingencies, homeowner document contingencies. And what contingency means is that the seller can walk away from the deal without any penalty if any of those don't meet his criteria.
So let me ask you a question. If somebody does an addition and they don't get it permitted, okay, and you're buying a house as is, do you try to get it permitted because you want that square footage, or what would be your recommendation on that?
It's difficult, okay? It is difficult, especially if it's been grandfathered in, which means that it's 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. But the seller is supposed to, in what's seller property questionnaire, transfer disclosure statement, whatever it is, to disclose that it's an unpermitted permit. Mm-hmm. Now, if the city finds out, the city can fine them. So if you go as a buyer and you go to the city to try and get it permitted, the seller will have to get it permitted or tear it down. So you have to decide, is it worth taking a risk that they have to tear it down? Because
then if, it could be your loss too, right?
It could be your loss. But not only that, the guidelines from 5 years ago to now have changed in what permits are. Talk to Lou. You know, he'll
Got
tell
it.
You that every time he goes there, there's one little tweak that's different.
Right.
And if he doesn't comply with that, then he has to, you know, they won't issue the permit.
Got it.
So if you have a permit, and a lot of people try to save money. They don't want to pay for the permit, or they don't want to pay a contractor. And they always think they're going to live there for eternity. Trust me, no one ever lives there for eternity, okay?
Yeah. Even if you have plans to.
Even if you have plans to. Something yeah. happens, you
right.
know. It's a something good, you have more children. Something bad, you know, someone passes away. Job transfer. Life changes. You can't always plan on being there for 30 years or to eternity.
Right, right. And so that's a really interesting topic there, too, is, you know, how much maintenance when you go and you're trying to sell these homes, how much, you know, the person that does all the maintenance on their home, is that going to be a better sell, a faster sell, or is it the
so
fixer?
So let me clarify maintenance.
Okay.
What do you mean by maintenance?
Well, you know, say you have a kitchen and it's dated. You haven't updated it. You haven't, you know, taken your old countertops. It's just the way it was.
You know, people have one time, you have one time to make an impression, okay? So changing the countertops and stuff like that, will it add to your value, okay? Right now, it would add to your value. If you're in a down market, okay, and you do these, you may just be bringing the property up to present sales, okay, and they may choose your house over somebody else's. Right now, the market's changing. I mean, every single property I see out there is having, unless it's priced right below the market. Like, for instance, I have a listing on Howard, and I listed it at 575. I told the sellers, listed at 565. Okay. So we listed at 565 after 30 days of being at 600. Okay. And I said, you need to list it at 565 if you want the activity. So as soon as I dropped the price, I had four offers.
Oh, so, okay.
No, the smart thing to do if somebody was interested in that house was to not get into a bidding war and offer
full price.
No, well, and wait for the appraisal to come in. Because now the buyers had to pay more because there were multiple offers. So if they
and
had
isn't
just...
that, okay, so because I remember my daughter and my son-in-law, they were trying to buy a house, and it was bidding wars. Every time they tried for a house, there was 10 people, it upped the price, right? And they
right.
had to, they
so
never
what they
got
should
it.
Be, let's say they're in a 600 bracket, okay? Go to 625. Okay. Look at the homes between 600 and 625. Find one there and then offer them what you can afford, which is 600. And then you're not in a bidding war.
Right.
Because if it hasn't sold in 30 or 45 days, it's probably overpriced.
Got it. Because everything else is selling.
If it's priced right, it's going to have multiple offers.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
That's interesting.
And so, like I said, with the Howard property, what they should have done is when it was at 600, offered, you know, 560, 565, and she would have taken it.
There
but with four offers, she got her price.
And so she still got what she needed. So I love it. I love it. Diana, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break. But again, we're going to continue talking about how you can make, it's like one of the biggest investments of your whole entire life, right?
It is the biggest investment.
Yeah,
beside your marriage.
Yeah, there you go. And of course, I'd love to have Diana help you with that. Diana, give out your phone number for my listeners.
805-340-6135.
Okay, great. I do want to give something away also, and we've got another pair of tickets to the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival. That's happening Sunday, September 3rd, 4 p.m., and 11 to 4 p.m., I'm sorry, 11 to 4 p.m., and we'd love to share those with you. Call in right now at 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to rubicontheater.org.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Get your taste buds ready for one of Ventura County's favorite events. Enjoy a day full of family fun, food, and live entertainment at the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival on Sunday, September 3rd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Camarillo Ranch, located at 201 Camarillo Ranch Road in Camarillo. They're proud to present some of the best chili cooks in the country. Bring the kids to this family-friendly event to romp in the bounce house, play games, and get crafty. Hope to see you there. For more information about the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, visit CamarilloChamber.org/Chili Cook-Off.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining me. And of course, I am Kim Pagano. And of course, it's all about the brighter side of life. And I do want to do a little shout out. We've got the grand opening today from 11 to 3 over Save a Life Thrift Store. And that is at 601 Mobile Avenue, Suites E and L, Camarillo. And they're going to have huge stuff. Bring your leash dog for a pet paint. Bring your children over there for kids' fingerprinting. And also just really good fun. I think the first 50 people get tacos, and anyways, it's for a great cause, and Marvin seemed like a great guy, so I'd love to share that with you. Also, a bunch of my listeners called in, and the thrift shop will come and pick up your stuff, so if you want to donate or you're cleaning out your house, you're downsizing, any of those things. In fact, Diana, you probably know some of your people that are moving and want to get rid of. I just did this with my mom. I donated a ton of stuff. It really, it's heartbreaking, but at the same time, it feels good, you know? And so you, at least you know it's going to a good cause, and this is a great cause. So again, just go to SaveALifeThriftStores.com. We're talking with Diana Anthony right now, and we're talking about your property, how to sell it, how to buy one, how to what's your best deals, and what do you have on your list right now? I know you just said you sold a bunch already.
Yeah, I've got a bunch. Before I go too far, back to your thrift store. If you haven't worn it in 6 months, get rid of it. Yeah. You obviously don't like it.
Okay. And it doesn't make you feel good.
Get rid of it. Yeah. Buy something else.
Right. Here's the thing. That's important for, I'm glad you mentioned that. When you go in and you're trying to sell somebody's house and they're like almost a hoarder, how does that represent their home?
It doesn't represent it well because people need to imagine their own stuff in the house. Now, if it's presented well, it's okay. But most people are visual. 90% of the population is visual.
Right.
So, you know, if you have pictures on the wall in there of your family, guess what? They're going to be drawn to the pictures, and they're going to put their attention on that instead of the house.
Right.
So if you're selling a house, you know, you can leave pictures on the wall if they're of scenes, okay, like water or whatever.
Because they want to mostly envision themselves in your home, right?
Correct. So a lot of people, you know, have great taste. But if you're looking at their family, they get distracted by that because do I know them? Do my kids know them? You know, or they're pretty or they're not so pretty, whatever. So, you know, personal pictures take down. You know, there's doing open houses, which I don't agree with. You just let anybody in your house. You don't know that they're qualified or not.
Wait, so you don't like doing?
No, I don't.
Oh,
no.
That's okay. That's
I think that it's if the house is vacant, maybe if the agent has somebody with them. But it's a bad situation to just let anybody come in to case your house. That's just my personal opinion.
Wow,
a lot of people disagree with it.
Yeah, but so have you ever had a bad experience with that? Is that why?
No, I have a 120-pound German Shepherd or a pit bull with me when I do them. But
okay,
but I will tell you that there have been agents who have been hurt. There's a couple of realtors who have been killed. Being in a vacant house, there's robberies all the time. And you can't guarantee that didn't happen because they had an open house. I mean, not that that's the reason why. And every realtor
but
in the town is going to be screaming at me at this next moment.
But that's okay. It's an open invitation.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, if the property's being shown and it's an open house, you need to bring the realtor. Okay, they need to be there so that we know that they're pre-approved and they're just not casing the joint. That's my personal opinion.
That's
and
a
I
really
will tell
good
you,
a point. That's
the,
a great...
the California Association of Realtors, our local board, every agent here is probably screaming about now. But I'm looking out for my homeowners, you know, for their well-being. And I don't think it's a good idea, especially if they have kids there and they got pictures on the wall of their kids. I'm uncomfortable with it, but that's just me.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's just me.
Wow. Well, if you are thinking about moving or selling or downsizing or upsizing, whichever way you're thinking or where you are in your life, please give Diana Anthony a call. And again, give me your phone number again.
805-340-6135.
Okay.
And I will tell you that I don't mean to offend anybody with that because some people like open houses.
No.
But I just, if a client is... If they're going to buy a house, they're going to be pre-approved.
Right.
And if you're buying a $500,000 house, that's $500,000.
Right.
Okay. You're probably not going to be just going to an open house by yourself. You probably have somebody looking for you, and you probably have them eliminating things that aren't going to work in your range. So asking for buyers to be pre-approved is not unacceptable. That's
no,
not out
actually,
of the question.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that that's actually the first place you want to go,
yeah.
right?
And
is
why
be
would
approved.
A seller want somebody in their $500,000 house if they can only afford $250,000?
That's
why
right.
are they there?
That's true.
Okay,
that's
why are they imposed for 4 hours on a Sunday or a Saturday or whatever day it is to not just have people that you don't know that's going to buy your house or not?
Right,
so
and looky-loos.
There are agents, at least 5,000 agents in Ventura County that any buyer can call to ask them to look at a house whenever it's convenient. I'm just looking out for my homeowners.
Right.
Okay.
That's interesting. That's a great concept. Okay, so... Where's the market right now? Is, you know, what's going on with that?
Well, as I said earlier, you guys can look on MSN, CNN, anywhere, and you can see that the market's changing, okay? Nobody's going to tell you that, but if you look in online, you're going to see that the market's changing. Most of the houses that are out right now are having, I mean, I had an agent from REMAX tell me that he had a house up in Ondolando, and he had to drop it $100,000. Now, I don't know if he had it overpriced or what, but he had it on the market for 90 days. Didn't even have any showings.
Wow.
Okay, that's a big drop.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's really important for sellers and homeowners to understand that just pretend they're a buyer. Okay?
Right.
Nobody's going to overpay for your property. It's just not going to happen, especially if they're getting a loan, because the lender is not going to loan the money to get it.
Correct.
So, and if they have cash, they're not going to pay $500,000 for your place. They're going to buy two different properties and have a half, you know, $250 mortgage on each, or they should if they have any brains.
Right.
So there's no reason for them to drop $500,000 and pay cash for your house. It's a stupid move.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
No, maybe they don't want to have payments. But they need the payments because now they have nothing to write off, and they need
right.
the interest payments so that they can have something to put onto their taxes.
What about interest rates right now? Where are they at?
Interest rates right now are about 4.125, and if they have really good credit, meaning they're in the sevens, they're probably going to get a little below four.
Okay.
Okay. FHA is a real good thing. There's a lot of great programs out there. I don't do a whole lot of lending stuff, but I did want to mention something today. It was on my list, is that most people ask the lender for a, you know, what's it going to cost me? And I want to caution people, because if you don't have a piece of property and you don't have a close date, there's no way that the lender can give you factual information. They can give you a rough idea.
Correct.
Okay? But they don't have impounds. And right now, if you were to, we're in August, if you were to purchase a house in September, your first payment would be in November. And you have 9 months of impounds.
That's what you told me in one of our other shows.
Not me, it's
I'm
the
like,
county.
Yeah, I had no idea. I did tell my son that.
Yeah, it is. It's a revenue source.
So the impound is due in the same time?
Yes. And what's happening is that when you have a mortgage, you have principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. They'll call that PITI. Okay. They also have what they call a TILA form, which is a truth in lending agreement. And what it does is it shows you what your payment's going to be, how much interest you're going to make. So let's say you bought a $500,000 house, your interest is like $600,000. You just paid, you know, $1,000,001 for it, okay, approximately. excuse me. But the thing is that with the impounds, when you have anything below 20%, you're going to, the lender is going to want you to make your principal, interest, taxes, and insurance in one payment, which you should want also, okay, because you just make one payment.
Right.
But you have to have somewhere to start. So if they're going to be paying your taxes for you, they want to have, you know, a cushion there. So they call it an escrow.
Right.
Okay. So principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, they will get a certain amount for taxes, a certain amount for insurance. And so you have your mortgage payment, your principal amount. Then you have interest, then you have a tax amount, and then you have insurance.
Right.
Now, if you have a condo or something, you may have a policy that the homeowners association pays for, and you may not have to pay insurance.
Right.
But you might want insurance on the inside of it, whatever. But what they want to do,
contents, maybe. Yeah,
is that they want to make sure that you take your whatever those payments are, divide them by 12, and then you have those to make a payment every single month. So in your principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, your PITI, you have your insurance and your taxes are divided by 12. And then you have that small payment added to your interest and principal. You can do it if you have 20% down, but it is required under 20%. Over 20%, it's not required. You can pay your taxes when you want, pay your insurance when you want.
Okay, but you get a better interest rate,
usually you get a better interest rate with 20% down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay. So you also have a website. People can go and look at all of your stuff that you have, right?
Mm-hmm. Everything we have is going to be, it's going to be on Zillow. It's going to be on Trulia. It's going to be on Realtor.com. It's going to be on the multiple listing service in Ventura. I'm also on the Ojai board. It's pretty much everywhere. Okay. You type in an address and it's going to come up.
Right. Okay.
But I do have a website, DianaJAnthony.net.
Okay, perfect. And again, your phone number is, for anybody that was going, wait, let me write that down one more time. They usually text me or call in, and want it again, but 805-340-6135. And of course, that's Diana Anthony. I'm telling you, even if you just want to meet her and just say, you know what, I just kind of want to know some options. That's something that you do a lot, right?
I do a lot, yeah.
Yeah, you'll fall in love with her. And she's a really cool lady. And I hope that, you know, it's kind of like what your tagline is. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Mm-hmm. And your experience goes
a long way.
So
a lot of the people that are interested in buying don't think they have the way to do it, don't have the money, don't have the down payment. And they don't realize there's so many programs that will help you with down payment assistance. They call that DPA, down payment assistance. And anyways, that would be something that would be worth. And I've worked with clients, and it took them 2 years, three, some took 10 years. You know, right. They were in a divorce. They had to start over.
Right.
And I've helped them to go through that. I don't fix credit, but I know enough about it to put them in the right direction.
You totally do. All right. Diana, you're going to stay with me, right?
Yep.
And of course, I'm really excited. We're going to be talking with Shannon Kaiser. We're going to take a really quick break. I'd love to give something away. And I have a Pete's Breakfast. And if you haven't already had their breakfasts, oh my gosh, they're really good. They're just, it's kind of like a country breakfast. And of course, we hope that you start your day in a positive way with eating a great breakfast every day. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Get your taste buds ready for one of Ventura County's favorite events. Enjoy a day full of family fun, food, and live entertainment at the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival on Sunday, September 3rd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Camarillo Ranch, located at 201 Camarillo Ranch Road in Camarillo. They're proud to present some of the best chili cooks in the country. Bring the kids to this family-friendly event to romp in the bounce house, play games, and get crafty. Hope to see you there. For more information about the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, visit CamarilloChamber.org/Chili Cook-Off.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that we are here every Saturday from 6 to 8. But not only here, we're on social, and you can follow us pretty much everywhere. Anywhere that I can be, I will be there to share what's going on. Just like you, Tom, right? We're just all over the place. And in fact, I love this saying that that we've started off with this morning. Where is it? I just want to say, work until you no longer have to introduce yourself. That is my goal, I'm telling you. So anyways, but I love all the events that I get to be a part of. And if you have an event, please look us up. Find us. Tell me how we can be a part of it, how we can spread the word. If you have a business, same thing. We want to be a part of all of that. Again, I do want to remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock, and our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. We do have another pair of tickets, and of course, that is the Chili Cook-Off, and I'd love to share those with you. I'm also going to throw out another thing, Rubicon Theater, and of course, they present Incognito. So we've got both of those. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. My next guest is Shannon Kaiser, and her book is Self-Love Experiment. Shannon, are you there?
Yeah, hi. It's great to be here.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. I've got my friend Diana here with us.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Diana.
And so, Shannon, tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are. Is this your first book, or how many books do you have?
Yeah, so The Self-Love Experiment is my fourth book, believe
your
it or
fourth.
Not. And I've been doing this work. I'm a life coach, a retreat leader, and, of course, an author. I've been doing this work since 2010, so almost 7 years.
Wow, and great. And where are you located?
Rewarding. I'm in Portland, Oregon, but okay. I travel a lot. So
okay. I love Portland. I had so much fun out there, and one of my nephews got married, and I was like, this is like better than San Francisco, you know?
It is, and there's no sales tax here.
Oh, God, even better, even better. So tell us a little bit, what are the other books that you have?
So the first book I wrote is Find Your Happy, and that is actually, I had left corporate. I was in advertising and suffered from depression, and I realized I wasn't following my heart, and I really wanted to be a writer. So I switched careers late 20s and wrote a book, and it actually did really well, so it kind of parlayed into my writing career. And then there was a spinoff of that book, Find Your Happy Daily Mantras. And then my last book came out in 2014 called Adventures for Your Soul, and that's how to transform our habits. And then there was a chapter in that book called Me Matters, and it's all about choosing you and knowing that your dreams matter. And I loved writing that chapter so much, it turned into a whole book, which is The Self-Love Experiment.
Diana has a question for you right off the bat. She grabbed the book for me, and so let's just start with there. I love where you're going with this.
Hey, Shannon, the 15 principles here, do you find that most people are having difficulty accepting themselves and forgiving themselves?
I do, absolutely. And I talk about that in the very start of the book, where acceptance and accepting where we are is really the first principle to understanding that your life is part of a bigger plan. And so wherever we're at right now, it's really about saying, okay, this is what I am dealing with. This is where I'm at. This is what I have to work with. And from that place, with more compassion, we can make positive change.
Wow, because you know what? I mean, it's interesting. So many people are going through hard times, and yet we think, oh, we're supposed to be happy every day. We're supposed to be, you know, on this different path. And especially with, you know, what you had shared with us about your depression, you know, that's a lot of people have depression, and a lot of people have things that life, I call it life happens, right?
Right.
And how do you can't just walk in, even though my show is about the brighter side, it's the brighter side of how you got there. You know,
it's the
walk that you walk through. It's like, you know, it's the dash in between your life. And so, life is not this bowl of, you know, cherries, is it?
So. I know. I talk about that in one of the principles. I think it's principle number 7. I say things don't happen to you. They happen for you.
Mm.
And I recognized on my own journey, I went on my own self-love experiment, that before, I had so much self-doubt and self-hate, and I thought that, you know, the world was out to get me, and I just, you know, felt very unlovable. And I started to transform my beliefs and said, what if everything I'm going through, this overweight body, this depression, the eating disorders, what if there's a bigger calling here, a bigger reason for me? And I started to use it as a teacher, all of the pain. And when I did that, I started to recognize, of course, that life is really a gift for us, and we can learn from it and grow, like you said, and get to the brighter side.
I love that. So what is the self-love experiment?
Yeah, so the self-love experiment, of course, it's the book, but it started as a challenge and invitation I gave to myself to learn how to become my own friend. I was so consumed with so much hate, I couldn't even look in the mirror and say something kind about myself. And I knew something needed to change, because I was teaching people how to be happy, right? My first book was out. And I said, well, how happy can we be really if we don't love ourselves?
Right.
So I set out on what I call the experiment that had 3 goals, really. The first was to lighten up and not take life so seriously, you know, physically, emotionally, spiritually, just lighten up. And the second goal was to be able to look in the mirror and say only kind things about myself. And then the third, which I love, is to be able to look at myself the way my dog does, or anyone who loves you. And if you think about the people we love and our friends, they don't see the flaws that we see. They only see our beauty. And that's really the goal and the gift that this book did give me.
Wow. Those are simple, but yet they're huge. They're huge. You know, it's interesting because I don't know. And, you know, talking to Diana here and talking to you, you look in the mirror, you see, you know, maybe, oh, God, I feel really heavy today. Or, you know, I mean,
we not.
Wrong
affirmation. Pick another one.
I know. But, you know, sometimes we see that and it's like, but I love this. It's kind of like we just talked about this in the very beginning is, you know, those are quiet prayers and we don't want to pray those things. We want to go, wow, I am doing really good today. And
I read something recently where it said that if you throw all your problems into a bag and you saw everybody else's, you take yours back. And for me, whenever I'm, you know, I don't think I've ever been depressed or had self-doubt, but I know a lot of people do. And then one of the things that I counsel them on is to help somebody else. Put your focus on somebody else, because when you see their problems, you may want to take yours back.
Right.
And move forward, because there are so many people. I mean, and especially with people who look at themselves and they're, you know, okay, I'm fat. Well, you know what? You can see, you can hear, you can speak. You're standing. You have both your legs. Okay.
So
look
true.
Around. Some people are pretty handicapped out there, or whatever the new word is. Is that focus on the positives. And try and help somebody else, because it'll take the focus off you. Remember, what you focus on expands. And, Shannon, you probably heard that 100 times.
Yes, that's one of the principles, too. That's actually what you get, what you focus on. And I love what you guys are saying, because in this experience of recognizing you have problems, I think it's really important to share and open up. Grab a sister or a friend and be able to open up about the things that are bothering you, because we do need community now. And I think what's really important is we feel alone. I suffered for many years thinking I was the only one in the world who didn't like herself, and come to find out that we're all kind of suffering silently. I found out that 95% of us want to change something about ourselves, and 90% of women hate their bodies. Mm-hmm. This is a huge, huge epidemic.
You know, it's interesting.
Really sharing.
Yeah, Shannon, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I am also a hair therapist. And so I deal with so many women and men, and I'll sit in my chair with them in the mirror looking straight at themselves. And I say, what do you love about yourself? And oh my God, you think I asked them to talk like a foreign language? They're like,
right.
They're like, yeah. What do you mean? And I go, well, what do you love about yourself? I want to, like, you know, help you really just share that with the world. And they're like, they still can't answer me, you know? And then I'm like, okay, so let me look at you. Oh my God, you've got beautiful eyes. Your smile is incredible. And they kind of lighten up, like, what are you talking about? I thought you just wanted to do my hair. And it's interesting, because we have to love ourselves. We're like, this is our product that God gave us, our transportation that we, you know, are living with. Some people have, you know, very tall. Some people have, you know, more petite. You know, whatever it is, we have to make it the very best.
You're just like God created all animals to be different and all flowers to be different. We're just as different. We're all different, beautiful creatures.
And we're just perfect the way we are. And we have to, like.
If not, we're near perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're perfect. And I think that was a clear point for me in my journey, the self-love experiment. I recognized, oh my gosh, for so many years, it's like I've been rejecting God's gift, me as a person. And it really transforms my experience to say, I am going to do everything I can to say thank you. You know, thank you for making me the way I am.
Mm.
You know, I'm an expression of love. And I think we all are.
I love that. I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. One, look in the mirror and smile at yourself and say, I'm so grateful to be me. That's what it's all about. We're talking with Shannon Kaiser, and we're talking about one of her books, Self-Love Experiment. And you state, learning how to love me has been the most difficult thing that you'd ever done. Did you start interviewing people? Because you said that you learned that 95% of the people don't love themselves.
Well, there's a combination. So it was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do, because of all the beliefs that I've learned, carried on from parents, society, culture, about us being not lovable, or it's selfish to love yourself. So it was really about reconditioning the fear. And what I did do is I'm a practicing life coach, and I started to work with my life coaching clients. And also I started to look at other studies that have been done. And there was a Dove study, you know, Dove, the beauty products, they did a very extensive study.
Oh, got
and I started
it, yeah.
to get into research for that, for the body love movement.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, this is interesting, is how could you teach other people to love themselves when you had such a hard time? Is it from your growth? And I don't mean that in a negative way at all.
Oh, no, no, of course not. And, you know, it's interesting because I wasn't talking about self-love until this book came out. It was starting to peek through when I was writing Adventures for Your Soul in 2014, because I was already about 1 year into my self-love experiment then. And I didn't even tell my parents or anybody close to me that I was doing the self-love experiment. It was very much a personal healing journey for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So before, I was really teaching people about how to be happy and follow your heart, because that's what I had done. I left corporate. And it really transformed into this is my purpose. I have found self-love, and it's the most, it's like finding freedom and love within.
Mm, I love that. And now you talk about joy being the best form of success. What do you mean by that?
I think joy is the best barometer for success, meaning when we tap into our joy, we can feel more aligned with ourselves. And I think we approach things like maybe trying to lose weight or save money, and we feel like we have to do it, and there's this anger, kind of this resentment and guilt and shame that builds up. Instead, start to transform your thoughts and your focus to, does this make me feel joyful? And you know, that meant I canceled my yoga membership because I was pretty burnt out, and I ended up doing more. I started to do more nature walks, you know, for self-care. It's really about just finding what makes you feel alive and connecting with that.
Okay, so if, say, you know, we have our listeners out there or any of us in here are just feeling burnt out, dead inside, they just are at that place in their life. And I think there's different chapters, you know, of life when you feel a little overwhelmed or beaten up or beaten down. What would be your first step to starting this process?
There's a beautiful step that I call the Me Matters step, and it's actually creating a Me Matters list. And it aligns with asking yourself, okay, if I'm burnt out, there's two layers to this. If you're burnt out and overwhelmed, it could just be a time for you to rest and listen to your body. Instead of pushing through to get to the next goal, maybe you just need to relax. So listening, honoring yourself where you are is important. But then get to a place where you can make a Me Matters list by saying, what makes me feel joyful and alive? And start to do one or two things off that list a day. Mine was as simple as cuddling with my dog, right? And maybe it was, you know, calling a friend I hadn't talked to for a while. Connection, connecting with people was important. So it's about the mini moments, the little victories along the way.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When you, Shannon, when you talk to people and they have a lot of negativity, does that bring you down?
Oh, that's good. Somebody told me that you need to be a window, not a mirror.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly what I was going to say.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I love this question because in the very beginning of my coaching practice, I found myself like overeating and doing all these like self-sabotaging things after coaching because I was holding on to everyone's energy and taking it, and I was trying to heal them and help them. And at that time, it's because I didn't have boundaries and I didn't really have self-love. And so now, the more self-love I have, the more bright I can be, the more I can share, you know, God's love. And through that experience, it doesn't bring me down because I send them so much love and I honor everyone where they are in their journey. And I'm not here to try to say, be happy, go for it. I'm just here to be an example of what's possible when you start using the tools and practice them.
How long did it take you, Shannon, to go through this self-love experiment?
Well, the book, it started as what I thought would be 3 months, and it ended up turning into a 3-year journey. And really, I believe it's forever more ongoing. I truly do love myself today. This book is such a gift.
What do you love about yourself?
I love that I have allowed myself to go inward and remove the limiting beliefs that are blocking me. I love that I'm able to share my story authentically and openly. I love that I'm positive and have a good, you know, I could go on and on because in the book I actually talk about, write a list to yourself about the things you love. And it can be really hard at first. You know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to answer that question you just asked me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it really is about showing up for the journey, showing up for your dreams, showing up each day, and just doing the best we can.
Right. I'm sure people feel this way, that you're just surviving, not thriving.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was doing that for many years, and that's when my doctor diagnosed me with depression, and that was kind of a turning point for me because I was again, silently suffering from eating disorders. I cry myself to sleep every night. That was almost 10 years of me just, you know, surviving. And I think a lot of us really are in a place where we just are trying to make it through the day.
Right.
But if you're listening to a show like this, if you pick up books, you know, that inspire you, then there is an inkling within us that knows there could be more. Mm-hmm. And I honor that because I do believe that it is not a luxury to love yourself. It's not a luxury to make your dreams come true. It's part of why we're here on Earth.
I love that. I love that. Shannon, where do we find your book and where do we find more about you?
Yeah, The Self-Love Experiment is available August 29th in bookstores all around or your favorite online retailer. And you can go to my website, playwiththeworld.com, and connect with me there. I'd love to hear from you guys.
I love it. And send me your other books. I'd love to have you back because you're talking my language.
Great. I'd love to.
All right. All right. And please share our show and our podcast with everyone out there. We need to share this love that everybody has already inside them. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning and, of course, talking about the brighter side of life. Diana Anthony, thank you so much for always being in my life, in my show. And Tom, I appreciate you being here. Again, for Diana Anthony, I just want to share everyone her phone number, and that's 805-340-6135, or go to dianajanthony.net. All right, and I'm telling you, if you are in any part of your life that you want to sell your home, sell, have a business, anything that you want to make a change, call Diana. She's a really great friend, and she'll be a friend to you too. We are at the end of our show. I want to make sure that I see everybody out there for all the great events that we have happening. And again, if you have a business or an event, please reach out to me. I want to be a part of it to share and spread the word. And of course, that's at 805-419-0008 or email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. We always end our show with a moment of happiness. A bird sitting on a tree is never afraid of the branch breaking because her trust is not the branch, but it's on her own wings. Always believe in yourself. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll talk to you next week.